Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Christmas one and all. It's the My Dad Wrote a Porno Christmas special. Alice, James, happy Christmas.
Thank you, and to you.
Happy holidays.
This is the time that makes me feel like Christmas now. It's become such a tradition to do this. I haven't really felt Christmassy until we've got together to chat porn.
This is our fourth Christmas special, our fourth year celebrating the festive period with pornography.
And what's lovely, Alice, is you've come dressed as one of the robbers from Home Alone. Are you Marv or are you Joe Pesci?
I like to think I'm Marv, right?
Yeah, I think you're a bit... Well, you've got the bobble hat on, so yeah. I think you're a bit more Marv.
And my hair looks like it's attached to the hat.
And you look like you've been hit with an iron in the face.
Yes, so. Thank you. And what have you come as? Someone unwell? Why do you look so peaky?
I think it's the skin colour top I'm wearing.
It's kind of melting into what he looks. He looks like he's in the nude.
Oh, it's because you went to your Christmas party last night, didn't you?
Work Christmas party.
Oh, did you? How was it?
Yeah, fine.
Any but gossip? You know,
well, no, but just everyone gets a bit over-friendly at those things. Like, you start hugging, like, people in the tax office.
Julie
and you're like, I've never spoken to you before.
I went to mine last night as well.
How was yours?
Kind of similar, like, everybody being quite sort of sentimental. I don't know if it's because of the booze or
you're
the time of year.
You're about to get fired, that's why, I think.
Do you think that's what it is? Yeah. Not renewing the
your
contract?
Your days are numbered.
Well, somebody was like, can I just say, I really like Alice 2.0.
What does that mean?
What's Alice 2.0?
I don't know, but she needs a reboot already.
Software update.
I've got a surprise for you both.
Oh.
Right. To get us in the mood before we read the chapter, I thought we could do something a bit festive.
Oh, okay.
I'll just get them out.
Oh, crackers.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
Not just crackers, kinky crackers.
Ew.
Oh, very good.
So the tagline is, the most fun you can have with 12 inches.
Lovely, nice touch.
There's a blurb on the back. May I read it?
Oh, indulge, yeah.
This box provides the perfect complement to a date with your desired one. Simply tear open and reveal a tantalising treat to spice up your night.
Oh.
That's famously not how you use a cracker.
tear it open.
I think it's referencing the box, not the cracker. So let's get them open.
Okay. Who's going to pull who? Hey.
Well, I've got three, so should we do a three-way...
Yeah.
A threesome.
Right,
you've got to cross your arms.
Oh, for God's sake.
Everything's going to get knocked over. Okay.
3, 2, 1. Oh, Jesus Christ.
James got neither. There's always one that gets neither. Okay.
What have we got?
James, do you want one?
Here you go.
Okay.
Okay, so
do you reckon they're all the same?
I don't know. There's a little satchel of treats.
I've got
a condom.
Yeah, me too. Mine's passion fruit flavoured.
I've got one of these. Is it charged?
What is that?
A vibrator, isn't it?
That's a vibrator. How'd they fit that in a cracker?
Oh, Alice, snap. And mine's bright pink.
Mine's bright red.
It looks a bit like a pen.
Let me just see what kind of batteries it takes, just out of interest.
Does it work? Oh, my God.
I'm ready to go.
How vibrate-y is it? Can I have a feel?
It's very vibrate-y.
Jesus Christ. Is that how fast they are?
Why did you put it on your nose?
Just because I heard somewhere that that's how you feel how fast a vibrator is.
Have you never experienced a vibrator?
No.
And then lube.
Oh, yeah. What flavour's your condom?
Mine's a little vial of lube. It looks as if you get the most.
Oh, my God.
It's like a little test tube.
What on earth is this?
Oh, I know what that is. It's a cock ring.
Oh.
Too quick.
So you put it just around the... I think it's around the base of your...
And what's this bit? It's like a little bullet bit.
I think that's for the lady. I think it's a boy and girl toy.
Yeah, there you go.
this vibrates as well. Why does everything vibrate?
Why has James never seen a sex toy?
my condom's warming. That's nice for the winter season.
Man's taste.
Mine's, I think, chocolate, strawberry, blueberry and mint flavour, which sort of grosses me out.
All in one?
It's a fruit cocktail.
Nipple tassels.
Oh, hey!
They've got, like, sticky backs.
Oh,
I'm
please
put them on.
Put them on, James.
Oh, one, two.
Beautiful.
I'm going to wear these for the whole chat.
I kind of want to put them on.
Al, do you want them?
Yeah.
You can take them home.
You're going to put them on your actual nipples?
Yeah, shall I?
Oh, my God.
On your actual nipples?
Well, don't look. One sec.
Oh, suddenly the boys wish this was a video podcast. Are you actually going to do it?
Yeah, they're not very big.
I can't believe this is happening.
She's literally naked in the room.
Oh.
Can we get a picture out?
Wait a sec. No, you cannot get a picture.
But people will want it for Instagram.
Oh my God!
Alice 2.0!
She just shook those cans.
Are you drunk?
Oh, that's so sticky. Ow! Ow!
I've never seen anything like it.
What do you mean you've never seen anything like it?
The scenes.
Oh, Alice, what a good sport. So that picture's going to go up on Instagram, what, tomorrow?
Yeah. View our Instagram story for exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Wow.
Merry bloody Christmas. Right, should we read some porn?
I just can't believe you saw Alice in nipple tassels. Yeah. That is an image I can't get out of my head.
Can you not unsee it?
I feel like it's going to be seared into my memory. You know when you close your eyes, when you've looked at a light and all you can see is the light? I feel like every time I close my eyes now, that's all I'm going to be able to see.
Thank you for thinking of them as light bulbs.
I was going to say, look great.
Many thanks.
Congratulations, you've been working out. Okay. Not that you looked bad before.
Nice muscly boobs.
Yeah. That was all a ruse to show us your new...
My 2.0.
Your 2.0 bod.
Oh, is that all it meant? I stopped eating as much custard.
Right, okay, so Belinda's Blinking Xmas.
That's the chapter title.
Okay.
Does exactly what it says on the tin. That's what I like. I don't like any of this figurative, like metaphorical stuff. Yeah, Belinda, Christmas, done.
And she'll probably be blinking.
So, Belinda's Blinking Xmas. A snowflake tweedled its way down to earth and landed on Belinda's nostril.
Snowflakes aren't from space. He does know that, doesn't he?
And they rarely tweedle.
What is tweedle?
Not a thing.
And it landed on Belinda's nostril as she spoke.
So the nostril is the hole, lest we forget.
Mm-hmm. So she's looking up, directly up.
Into
so
the snow.
The nostril is...
So it kind of went internal.
Skyward.
Okay.
Listen, Bella. My parents are off to Germany to see my mum's family. And I'm staying in London for Xmas.
German family?
I guess Blumenthal, quite German sounding.
Well, I don't want to ruin this chapter by talking about the other books, but German family. Bish is German.
Oh, yes, family.
Oh, Rocky, clever boy. You're a clever boy.
Just little Easter eggs for everyone there. Easter eggs at Christmas. How interesting.
Very Rocky.
My parents are off to Germany to see mum's family, and I'm staying in London for Xmas. How about we have Xmas at my penthouse? It really is Xmassy by St. Paul's.
Stop saying Xmas.
Oh, Belinda, you do live such a mysterious life. But you know, I'm going home to East London. Why don't you be invited to my parents' place and we'll have a turkey stuffed holiday with all the trimmings?
Why don't you be invited to my parents' place? Interesting English, Bella. Why don't you be invited?
I mean, it's Bella. I don't know what to tell you.
That Christmas Eve, Belinda swerved her jag into the address.
So we're going to Bella's for Christmas. Fuck me.
And she's just crashed into their front garden.
So she just swerved her jag into the address. But she couldn't view the house.
Why?
Suddenly, she saw Bella's big red jag parked in an old boozer's car park.
So not suddenly then, because it's parked.
Bella's got a jag.
Yeah.
Like a work car.
I'm guessing a travel perk.
I just can't see Bella driving a jag.
I can't see Bella driving.
That's true. How did she pass a test?
Well, it sounds like Belinda can't drive either. What is wrong with everyone?
So suddenly she saw Bella's bright red jag parked in an old boozer's car park. The pub itself looked almost decadent in the drab surroundings, with twinkling Xmas lights and a snowman dressed in red clothing climbing up over the barbed wire fence protecting the beer garden.
I have seen those, though, that decoration. You know where it looks like Santa climbing, not usually over barbed wire.
It's conceptually confusing, though, isn't it? Because it's a snowman dressed as Santa. Yeah. They kind of clash two concepts there.
Also, the barbed wire fence. What a lovely part of the world this is.
But I love the owners were like, how are we going to decorate the fence? Get one of those snowmen dressed as Santas and it can look like it's trying to escape.
Yeah. Blimey, Belinda thought. She's nipped in for a quick one. I'll go and join her.
Or there's no parking on the street and she just parked in the car park of the pub because parking in London is notoriously difficult.
The boozer was dark, but warm inside. Atmospheric, if you like not being able to see what was floating in your pint of bitter.
I do.
Or glass of shards, she thought. If this place
He's gone very cash for this one, hasn't he? Shards.
If this place even did shards.
I'm sure it has Chardonnay, dear.
I'm sure it's got shards at Xmas. Come on.
Can I get you anything, love? The 68-and-a-half-year-old barman, with a chest size to match, asked...
68-and-a-half what?
Chest.
That's quite large.
Huge,
inches or centimetres?
Well, 68-and-a-half years old, sure. And then 68-and-a-half...
What?
Yeah.
What unit? What do you measure chests in?
I think I'm about 42 chests, so what, 68?
Half of you again.
Oh, my God.
So, can I get you anything, love? Wow, a startled Belinda replied. Yeah.
You walk into a pub and someone asks you for your order. Oh, me?
Wow. Give my friend, Bella.
He really does lift it off the page, yeah. Doesn't he?
He started looking around the room as if he was really
there. It's lovely.
I'm looking for my friend, Bella. Bella Ridley?
As if they're going to know a name.
They're going to know Bella.
No, but... yeah. Oh, yeah, good point.
Ah, that'll be my daughter then.
Mr. Ridley, the talented Mr. Ridley.
You must be her guest, Melinda. At that...
What a dad's like.
At that, he shouted up some stairs. Bella! It's your saucy pots and pans, mate. She's here.
Did Belinda not correct him?
No.
It's not Melinda.
It's very unlike Belinda, actually, just to let someone call her Melinda.
Yeah, she'd usually be like, I sell X amount of pots and pans a year. Thank you very much. You should know my name.
At that moment, a very excited lady rushed in from the kitchen, where she was making 200 pigs in blankets for the evening's Monopoly competition.
I'm sorry, what?
I'd love a ticket to the Ridley Family Pub Christmas celebration.
Quite good, huh?
What are the pigs in blankets for? Are they part of the game or just to eat while you're playing Monopoly?
Well, I'd imagine it's just finger food.
They're not using them as, like, pieces.
Would you like the boot or the pig in blanket?
Oh, my God, someone told me once, literally last night, at the work Christmas party. Oh,
yes. Told me once.
It was a cold day in 1982.
They said it was Christmas and they were eating sausages out of a bowl, like loads of, like, honeyed sausages. They'd made loads of them.
200.
And she was just absent-mindedly eating them. And then she got really ill and, like, had, like... digestive problems for ages because she ate so many sausages.
But what do you mean? She was so absent-minded she ate, like, hundreds.
Hundreds? It must have been hundreds. What but she was mean? Like, but I still love sausages to this... Still eat sausages to this day.
No, still eat them.
Oh, but how many must she have eaten to have digestive issues?
And for how long did these digestive issues go on for?
Oh, weeks.
The rest of her life?
No, for ages, though. But, like, in one evening, you know.
What? Sorry.
Be careful out there, guys, over Christmas when you're eating pigs and blankets.
What do you think the upper limit is for a mini sausage?
I mean, I wouldn't have more than 10 in a sitting.
I mean, what's in a sausage? I mean, it's just full of shit, isn't it? You don't know what the fuck's in it.
I love sausages.
Yeah, me too, but, it's just
crisp. But mini sausages, you don't usually get good quality mini sausages, do you? You're not getting those from a butcher.
Yeah. Where do they even make them from? Are they just from the offcuts of other sausages?
The offcuts of other sausages?
Sausages have offcuts.
Do you mean the bits of sausages that other people leave?
How do you make sausages?
When they say... You don't want to see how the sausage is made. I kind of do want to see how the sausage is made.
Could someone just show me how the fucking sausage is made?
You know we'll have all the butchers on.
So at that moment, a very excited lady rushed in from the kitchen where she was making 200 pigs in blankets for the evening's Monopoly competition.
I have a comment.
Yes.
It's Bella.
What, making the sausages?
Yeah. Well, because he's just called a name. A very excited lady's just run in.
But she was upstairs.
So he thought.
Oh.
You're wrong, Alice.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I hate this book.
Ah, Melinda.
It's Belinda.
Oh, my God. It's Weller or Jella or whatever.
She pretty much sang. Oh.
Ah, Melinda. Merry Christmas, darling.
How are you auto-tuning your own voice?
It's amazing.
Thanks. Belinda smiled at the mother, Gloria.
Gloria. Hi, how are you, Gloria?
Belinda smiled at the mother, Gloria, wondering...
Gloria Ridley. Gloria Ridley.
My name is Gloria Ridley.
Belinda smiled at the...
At Gloria
mother,
Ridley. Gloria, at Gloria Ridley.
Wondering what sort of a Christmas Bella had gotten her into.
What was the dad called?
Oh, we don't know yet.
Oh, God. I bet they've all got, like, Christmas names. Here's my sister Holly. And my dad, Rudolph.
Uncle Frosty's arriving in 5.
After a few drinks and socialising, Belinda concluded that Artie and... Oh, Artie.
Who's Artie? The dad?
The dad, Artie.
Artie?
Arthur Christmas. Just saying.
Belinda concluded that Artie and Gloria Ridley were fine but dull.
If I'd heard, before I knew Bella, and I knew her parents were called Artie and Gloria, I'd have thought she was from a very different stock, yeah. And like she wasn't the character she is.
But remember, I've made her that character. Like on the page, she could be completely different. A different interpretation, she could be really high-end.
I've said it from the beginning. Do not be led by Jamie. It's very misleading.
God, can you imagine if we actually met Bella and she's like, the interpretation of me on the podcast is not entirely accurate.
I find it laughable.
Yes, silly. I like a drink, but don't we all?
And I've never drunk Chardonnay in my life.
So after a few drinks and socialising, Belinda concluded that Artie and Gloria Ridley were fine but dull. Bella's sister Pamela was quite...
Pamela! Bella's a much older sister Pamela.
Pam! Pam!
Pam.
No one is called Pam under the age of 62.
Yeah. Bella's sister Pamela was quite mean and not worth paper to describe. And...
How convenient.
Convenient seeing this. We'll never see paper in its life. It's very much an online book. Pamela was quite mean and not worth paper to describe, and her brother was yet back from Xmas shopping. Bella must have escaped to the circus, for all Belinda could understand.
Oh, what, she doesn't recognise her as belonging to this clan?
Which is interesting, because when you meet people's family, they either really confirm who they are, or you're like, where did you come from?
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to think that I kind of make more sense once you know my family.
Oh, you really do.
And James, you'd be in the other camp for me.
What,
quite different from your family.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the only one unmarried, alone, no children, no dog, no house.
Real
black sheep.
I think I'm literally the exact half and half of my mum and dad.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Like, looks like your mum, young, I've seen pictures of her, is the spit.
Yeah. I mean, she'll be deeply offended that you're not describing her as young anymore, but yeah, younger, James. Younger is the phrase we were. Yeah, absolute.
So she looked like Marv from Home Alone before Home Alone existed.
She created that look.
But then the door went a knocking. As such wooden slabs of dividing materials tend to do at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not passive, is it? It's being knocked on.
Yeah. And also, who knocks on the door of a pub?
And who describes wooden slabs? In. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous.
Knocks on the door of a pub.
But then the door went a-knocking, as such wooden slabs of dividing materials tend to do at Christmas. And in bustled Auntie Bobby.
Auntie Bobby is who I want to be in 5 to 10 years, and I don't even know who she is yet.
And in bustled Auntie Bobby, Uncle Ariel, and their baby...
Uncle Ariel? Auntie Bobby? What the hell?
Has he run out of names?
Bobby's with an I.
Like Bobby Brown, like the cosmetics. And Ariel, we presume, like the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Although a man.
But I think that is a male name, isn't it? Isn't it Hebrew?
Yes, it is actually very popular, but I wouldn't necessarily expect Rocky to know that.
So in bustled Auntie Bobby, Uncle Ariel, and their baby Rottweiler, Fizz Fudge.
Fizz Fudge?
Fizz Fudge.
Lovely.
Hi, Auntie Bobby. Yo, Uncle Ariel. Goo-ga-ga gorgeous Fizz Fudge.
Bella beamed.
This is going to be such a long chapter.
Bella
beamed. Is it Christmas Day yet?
So
suddenly Christmas alone doesn't seem so bad.
Could she have a lie down? Because she's had two at Chardonnay, because I don't know if I can take this.
Shards, please.
Shards.
Gorgeous fish.
Bella beamed, but just as she was rubbing the dog's nose, he bit her hand.
Rubbing the nose? Don't rub the nose.
I'd bite your hand if you rub my nose.
Ow!
Is the rest of this chapter going to be set in an A&E department while she goes to get a dog bite check?
I honestly don't know if I've got it in me for her to be very talkative.
Finally, my sister, bro-in-law and Pooch are here. Monopoly time, sang Gloria.
Does Gloria only sing?
She seems to sing a lot.
To what melody, dare I ask?
I'm trying to make sure that we're not in any copyright infringement situation.
Well, that tick.
Okay.
You just invented some notes.
Is Gloria like stuck in a musical or something? What's going on with Gloria?
Great for bonding, thought Belinda, as she chose the little doggy to play with.
Famously not good for bonding. Monopoly is the surefire way to fall out with everyone at Christmas.
Mm. Also takes forever. Yeah. I can't remember the last time. Who's got the wherewithal to play Monopoly?
Who's got the lifestyle that allows a full game of Monopoly?
Yeah, if you've got time to play a Monopoly game from beginning to end, you're a waste of space.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're probably going to get sued by Waddingtons that make it, but cool.
So great for bonding, she thought, as she chose the little doggy to play with. So she's the dog.
Fizz Fudge or the dog from the box?
I think the dog from the box.
Oh, right.
The little Pooch.
Festive fun times! Ugh. She laughed as her crotchless knickers started to leak.
She's wearing crotchless knickers mm-hmm. to a friend's parents' Christmas Eve do.
Yeah.
Sure.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now he's written dot, dot, dot. And then there's blank.
You're scrolling a lot.
And we're going down to another page.
Oh my
where
God.
He's written dot, dot, dot.
Is this a cry for help? Does it mean SOS? No, no, that's dot, 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 dash, 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 isn't it?
So a passage of time, I think, is what he's trying to get at here. Because yes. It says, 3 hours into the classic board game with no limits.
Told you, it's so long.
That's not even halfway.
3 hours into the classic board game with no limits. People were bored, irritable and drunk.
Predicted.
1, 2, 3. Oh, fuck.
Bella cried as she moved her top hat to prison and her triple Baileys to her gut.
I just thought she couldn't count to 4. I thought that was what the problem was.
1, 2, 3. Oh, no! What's next?
Triple Baileys, you'll have that same digestive issue as with all those bloody mini sausages. That's not good, yeah, is it?
I can't with that kind of, like, creamed-based liqueur.
Oh, no, I know.
I just think it just must curdle inside.
Oh,
you.
Don't.
Do they have it in other countries? Because I feel like other countries would feel weird about what is essentially a melted milkshake with really quite potent booze put in afterwards.
Someone poured me one once, but I think they'd had it for a long time and it was all like curdled up. It was
that's honestly
came out lumpy.
Sometimes people are like, oh, sorry, I've forgotten to put it in the fridge. It's like, you definitely can't have it at room temperature. That's really grim.
Yeah, it's basically a pint of milk.
With 6 shots of ethanol in it.
Shout out to this week's sponsor, Bailey.
So, at least they pay for room and board. Reasoned Benny, Bella's brother.
Benny
Ridley.
Why are they like half Italian-American, sort of like gangster yeah. family from a film? Half EastEnders, basically. International listeners, a drama all about the East End.
Drama. Soap.
Soap opera, yeah.
At least they pay for room and board, reasoned Benny, Bella's brother. This older Ridley piqued Belinda's lower left eyelash.
Oh, here we go.
And she knew it was on. There was a shape in his trousers and a twinkle in his eye.
A shape.
A rectangle.
It might have been his wallet.
While Belinda drooled, Norm from next door.
Oh, come on. These names are totally bonkers, but they're like pedestrian bonkers. It's not like Mistress Sweet Juice. No, it's like Dwayne.
Norm from next door was looking all kinds of goo-goo at Bella, even from behind his Rudolph mask.
A full mask? Not even just the antlers? Just... Well, that's petrifying. Thanks, Norm. We won't be needing your assistance. Yeah.
Just staring at her from behind a mask.
Bella blushed beneath her tinsel twisted bunches, licking the pastry top of a mince pie on a stick.
Norm must...
Why has he put mince pie on a stick? There's nothing.
No, it's not a thing in my house, is it? A thing in your house.
Mince pie on a stick? What is the point?
It's quite hard to put a pie on a stick.
Yeah. She's just licking the top of the pastry top.
Like a lollipop.
Yeah.
She's got a mince pie on a stick.
Bella must know Norm if he's the next door neighbour. Mm. So kind of creepy for him to be eyeballing her, no?
No, the problem is she's so dense, she thinks it's actually Rudolph. she thinks it's a reindeer. She'll take it off, she'll be like, oh my God, Norm! I didn't know you were here. I thought it was Wendy playing, not play with us. Is that a good Bella?
Sure.
Oh, God.
So Bella blushed beneath her tinsel twizzled bunches, licking the pastry top of a mince pie on a stick. Belinda threw her an eyebrow, but continued to look.
Is that like throwing shade?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I would not be surprised if Belinda's eyebrows were removable.
Belinda threw her an eyebrow, but continued to move her little bitch around the board.
That's accurate though, isn't it?
Little dog.
You can use it. You can use it.
Transfixed by Belinda's tits, as buoyant as a couple of volleyballs floating in the Dead Sea. A bit like yours, Alice.
Don't think about mine.
Benny, Bella's brother, was as hard as a snow-capped mountain underneath his fistful of Monopoly money.
His fistful? Oh, so he's got his hand...
Kind of covering his crotch. Because he's hard.
He's, oh, what I've heard. As hard as the mountain range.
As the Alps. He's as hard as the Alps. But he bought a hotel on Park Lane to distract his extended family from his own extension.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing, having a massive Benny Boner while you're playing Monopoly with your family.
So what, he bought a hotel on Park Lane so they wouldn't notice his...
Well, I guess they'll be like, oh, look what he's just got. And then he can be like, oh,
you fuckwit fiddlebum.
Bella bellowed as she skipped off to jail for the third time that Christmas.
Well, this is unfortunate. But isn't Benny's boner lifting the border?
Just one side of it.
Yeah, exactly. Why are all the hotels rolling off the table?
Norm, the neighbour, had begun rubbing his stonewashed denim-look jeans in sexual desire.
Norm is disgusting.
Norm's a cool guy. Norm opened his bum bag and got out.
Stonewashed denim-look jeans and a Rudolph red.
Norm doesn't get out much, does he?
Judy Garland had dissolved back to black and white, which meant only one thing in this pub. What's that mean?
The film? The Wizard of Oz?
Oh,
So what, they were timing? They were timing their game of Monopoly to the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Okay, time for bed or home. Artie Ridley blasted as Uncle Ariel forfeited all four rail stations. As the stragglers scoffed stale Yule log in the holly-covered 100-year-old antique green-tiled entrance, ooh, Belinda lovely. Turned on Bella, demanding info. So who's the geek in the antlers? She demanded.
Norm. Crazy Norm.
So who's the geek in the antlers? She demanded.
Oh, Norm.
He ain't the Norm, Bella.
Very good, very good.
He ain't the Norm, Bella. He's a one. Know what I mean?
I do, Belinda. He's lived next door since God was in nappies. I may pity him, but I fuck him every Christmas Eve.
It's a tradition.
Even losers deserve a bonk in this day and age.
This makes me so sad.
I've just realised I've been playing with the cock ring the whole time. You've been talking.
On his hands.
It's just very spongy.
So,
even losers deserve a bonk in this day and age.
You're right, best pal. Now, what room's your bro stinking out?
Oh, he lives on property. Upstairs in the back. Why?
Why do you think?
Asked Bella as she sprayed Chanel number 6 up a fluff.
Number 6.
Is that the one that didn't get approved? Up. her fluff.
Like, within herself.
It should really be, ask Bella, as she sprayed channel number 6 up her fluff.
Very good.
Really. No reason, Belinda sang as she swiped a bottle of Asti from behind the cotton wool draped bar and slinked away above decks. As the pub melted into a house via the stairs.
What? What is this mad Weasley house?
Well, it's gone from being a business to a home, you know.
But it doesn't melt.
No, but I guess
they got subsidence.
The decor kind of melts from, you know, I don't know, dartboards
no,
and into.
No, definitely not. Melt.
As the pub melted into a house via the stairs. Belinda amused herself along the landing by judging Bella's baby pictures.
Oh, I like doing that in people's houses.
You've been to my house, haven't you?
Oh, my God. I mean, have we talked about them before? The Morton family pictures?
I don't know if we have. Didn't Jamie used to have, like, your hair was, like, bright ginger when you were a kid, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when they get in all the formations, you must have seen, they, like, all wear denim and then get into a pyramid.
You don't all wear denim.
You all wore denim.
We're in our good clothes, have you know. And they're actually black and white.
And there's, like, a bedrock of like the older ones, then another layer of some younger ones, and like youngest on the top.
There's so many of us.
And what, these were professional shoots? Or
we
these?
Did a couple of professional shoots, but
have you never seen them? They're 90s. Incredible. Have you seen the promotional pictures for Friends? You know how there's one where they're like all lying in a bed, and one where they're like sat on a sofa around the like fountain. They're like, they've done them all. It's like season 5 of the Flintstones, not that one.
So she was judging Bella's baby pictures, much like Alice Levine. Reaching the end, she creeped open the door crack in search of an ass crack. It was an Xmas miracle. Benny, Bella's brother, was an... I love that he's called Benny, Bella's brother, every time.
It's very hard to say as well.
Benny, Bella's brother, was undressing into his PJs and nightcap.
A nightcap? He wears a nightcap?
Wee Willy Winky.
That's such a turn off. What would you do if you went to sleep with somebody and they wore a nightcap?
Well, pyjamas, full stop, I'm a bit like...
There's nothing wrong with pyjamas. I mean, I wear a big woolly jumper, famously, so...
Yeah, but do you wear, like... I imagine you wear, like, a shirt and trousers and pyjamas, do you?
Yeah.
Eye mask?
Yeah, I do quite favour an eye mask, yeah.
I knew it. Nipple tassels?
Only tonight.
It was an Xmas miracle. Benny, Bella's brother, was undressing into his PJs and nightcap. As he bent down to remove his designer smalls, Belinda got a full-blown view of his starker's rump.
Oh.
Rump.
Well, tickle me stink, Belinda delivered.
Is that a command?
Well, tickle me stink,
tickle
Belinda.
Tickle me stink, that's gross.
Does that mean what I think it means?
What?
Well, why do you think it's gross?
Tickle me stink. Well, tickle me pink is when you tickle to someone till they go red.
Oh, I've never known what that means.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, tickle me until I'm like, that's tickle me pink. That has made me go red. But that's made me laugh and go red.
Laugh, right, okay.
So tickle me stink, that's made me laugh and what, shit myself or like fart?
Well, I think it's because he's got his bum out, but I don't know.
Oh, I was hearing it as... Tickle my stink.
Tickle my stink.
Yeah.
But she can see his stink, so why would she be saying tickle me stink?
We all just stop saying stink.
Tickle my stink.
Well, tickle me stink, Belinda delivered to her thinking space. And Belinda laughed.
Sorry, what's her thinking space? Her head?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oi! He shouted as his face turned to the door. The hysterical Belinda was bent double and in quite the festive fettle.
Oh, it has tickled a stink.
A stink. As the male looked at the female spoke through chuckles. Benny Bella's brother. Why don't you get into the Xmas spirit and fondle my ass, hand me home and squirt in my eye? I love thick bread sauce over my moist breast.
Oh, my God. Belinda.
Well, that's Christmas dinner ruined. I'm so sorry if you're listening to this before, during or after. Imagine if it's during. No one has this on during, do they?
I love thick bread sauce over my moist breast.
Thick bread sauce. I'm sorry, but I have a line, and that was about 4 books ago, but this is gross.
Over her moist breast, one breast.
Oh, like moist breast, like...
turkey like turkey breast.
Oh, my God. Rocky!
She clinked the Asti on her third finger ring and it jingled like a bell on Santa's sleigh.
Well, that's quite nice.
Benny, Bella's brother, stared at her, cock out. In truth, pussy was his pleasure.
Best to be honest.
I love pussy.
I'm Benny, Bella's brother, and I love pussy.
In truth, pussy was his pleasure, and it was all he'd asked St. Nicholas for this year.
It's my pleasure.
He wrote a Christmas list just saying pussy on it.
Just pussy. Dear Father Christmas, this year I'd like pussy.
Pussy. Love Benny, Bella's brother.
Belinda slinked inside the hovel and stripped amongst the posters of faded pop queens.
What is his room about?
What was not to be expected was the pastiness of the penis.
Oh, okay.
Ever sunbathe in the nud? Belinda asked, turning the phallus over with her long fake fingernail.
Turning it over? What do you mean?
Not really wanting to handle it, by the sounds of it.
I don't think I've ever seen a tanned penis, though.
No.
I don't know that it would be safe to get it out in... I don't mean safe to get it out in direct sunlight, but, like, burning it would be awful. Oh,
horrible.
Yeah.
The peeling.
Oh.
Ever sunbathed in the nud? Belinda asked, turning the phallus over with her long fake fingernail. Not Christmas. Benny, Bella's brother, winked.
So he's the brains of the family.
Belinda smiled. Clearly the Milky Bar was on him.
Why do I feel like that all of that was to crowbar that in?
It honestly was.
It still makes no sense.
And also an ad campaign from about 50 years ago.
The Milky Bar is on him.
Like a little sick-looking child dressed as a cowboy. So yeah. Weird.
All in all, a waste of everyone's time, I think it's fair to say.
His fat cock was so pale... Belinda could see every vein throbbing and popping its excitement. Big, important ones, small, worm-like ones.
Jesus!
Arteries, capillaries, the works.
Sounds like a summer roll, you know, those like...
Don't, because you know someone described me as that.
A summer roll? What do you mean? Your whole body?
Somebody I was romantically involved with said my arms are like summer rolls because you can see all of the insides.
Oh god, you can.
You are very pale, Al.
I guess the Milky Bars are on me.
Yeah, they really are.
You like Benny's dick.
Benny
Bella's
that.
Brother, please.
Sorry, Benny Bella's brother. That is a tongue twister.
Between my kebab legs and my summer roll arms, I mean, I'm not really painting a very attractive picture.
You're a meal for two. Starters at the top, mains at the bottom.
If you know what I mean.
Big, important ones, small, worm-like ones, arteries, capillaries, the works.
There aren't multiple arteries in there. Is there an artery?
I don't know. His dick was like an internet map route with hundreds of conflicting journeys.
Sounds like he needs to go and get it looked at. Doesn't sound well.
But she knew the direction she needed.
Oh, very good, very good. It doesn't sound well, but it does sound well catered for in the blood department.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No wonder it was rock solid.
Placing it between her upper and lower libs. Sorry.
Libs.
Sorry. Placing it between her upper and lower lips.
The weird thing is, I wouldn't have been surprised if it was libs.
It could have meant anything. Placing it between her upper and lower lips, she enjoyed the suck-off.
I'm sure everyone did.
The brother was keen and began to shove himself into Belinda from the most jolly of locations. Oh, Father Christmas comes down the chimney and you're going to come up my cellar. Belinda blabbed.
Come up my what?
Cellar.
Cold, empty cellar.
Father Christmas comes down the chimney and you're going to come up my cellar. Belinda blabbed. But versatility was Bella's bro's passion and he moved his Christmas cracker into her front hole.
Front hole. There's no metaphor there.
It's just the front hole. He's checking out. The organisms were orgasming. And with
I hate them being called organisms. Yeah. That sounds like bacteria.
The organisms were orgasming. And within the next 48 seconds, Benny, Bella's brother, came pre-people.
Came?
Pre-people. 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 Oh!
Pre-people. Pre-people. The looks around this table.
Pre-people.
I have no words. That's awful.
Horrible.
What was he thinking?
Don't know.
I've said sperm.
What's the next stage of sperm?
I feel like he's never said sperm, though. It's like, you could say sperm. Yeah. It's always called, like,
bread
wallpaper
sauce.
Paste or bread sauce, yeah.
As his salty sauce rushed up her estrogen estuary.
Oh my God, stop it. Just stop it. Merry Christmas, everyone. Goodbye.
as his salty sauce rushed up her estrogen estuary, the clock hands waved at the panting and sweating couple. Midnight.
Why are you waving?
Cooey!
Midnight, Grandmaster Time whispered from the face.
So if they're waving, if it's waving, then it's going between midnight and not. Yeah. 1 past 2 minutes to...
Midnight.
Hang on, what's happening here? Are they, like, conceiving a baby on the stroke of midnight?
Why is Grandmaster Flash there? What did it say?
Grandmaster Time.
Right, different one.
Midnight. Grandmaster Time whispered from the face.
I mean, a creepy talking clock. That's worse than Norm.
Ooh, goody gum tits. It's Christmas Day.
Aww, happy Christmas, everybody.
Oh, goody gum tits. Goody this is nice.
Goody gum tits. What the fuck? Cuddle me a while. Aww. Benny, Bella's brother, begged.
Benny, you thick, soppy so-and-so.
Belinda wrapped the fleece bedspread over her perfect curves and glittered her trademark smile. Never too early for turkey.
Oh, she loves turkey.
Oh, sandwich. It's her time of year, isn't it?
Yes.
Of course.
Benny, Bella's brother, blinked.
Oh, come on.
She's not giving him a cuddle.
No, there's no cuddle.
She just trotted off for a butter, turkey and salt sandwich.
She's not a cuddler, though, is she? She's...
We don't know of much embracing, no. It's kind of usually a shag and go.
An in and out, yeah.
And that was a total of 48 seconds, so everyone's had a great time.
So Benny, Bella's brother, blinked. It was Christmas.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Sorry, was this whole thing basically an out of office?
It was Christmas. Have a good one.
That's weirdest Christmas card ever.
That's the end of the chapter.
Good one.
He was half a foot out the door, wasn't he?
He had places to go.
Has he mixed an email with a chapter? What the hell?
That is basically, I will not be responding to anything until the 5th of January. Yeah. Goodbye.
Kind regards, Rocky.
Oh, well, there you go. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Oh, I mean, most presents will seem wonderful and generous in comparison to that.
Oh, where does he cook it up from? Where does he get it from, honestly? So, well, it was nice to meet all of Bella's family.
Yeah, brief though it was.
And I actually had thought before I didn't like Bella.
No.
And it turns out I don't really like her family either, so...
I thought she was an only child, the way she carries on.
Yes, there you go. That's Christmas.
Should we take this opportunity to raise our glasses and thank Rocky for such a year in porn?
Brilliant.
I mean,
a year in porn.
What a time to be alive.
Cheers,
everybody.
So that's it for us for 2019.
Yeah, much like Rocky, we're saying... Have a good one. We're moseying off.
But you will see us in 2020 if you come and see us live.
Are we going on tour?
We're going on tour, James.
We never mentioned it.
I know. And we're really getting down to the last tickets now. Loads of venues have already sold out. So if you want to celebrate Belinda's 30th birthday, you've got to move fast.
Do you know what? We're going to have to start releasing the two rows that Rocky insists on having at every show.
Make a lovely Christmas present, just a suggestion.
Yeah, wouldn't it just, James?
Not sure what to get someone? Get them porn.
Absolutely.
And also, if you haven't actually been to the shop yet and you're listening to this on like the 22nd of December or something, don't worry. Online, baby.
Order online.
Am I right?
Don't even have to go to the shop.
If their list just says, pussy, this would be the perfect present.
Just go to mydadwriteaporno.com/live to get all the dates and info on how to get your tickets.
Well, all that remains is to wish you all a very Merry Xmas.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for sticking with us in 2019. We love your support. And we're off now for a Baileys.
Pint of milk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.